Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings. And God, I know that I'm not worthy to stand here, but I want to thank you for the opportunity. I want to thank you for the call that you put on my life. And God, I pray that you'll help me to always be accountable under that call. And God, I pray that you'll help me to keep my life in a way that's pleasing to you. God, I know that I fall and I come short and I sin. But God, I pray that you'll help me when those things come in my life, that when your sweet Holy Spirit speaks to me, that I will truly repent, turn away from those things, God, and I'll live my life in a way that pleases you and that gives you glory. God, I pray for all the prayer requests that we have in our church family. You know each and every one of them. You know the best way to handle each and every situation. And God, I ask you to work in those situations and help us to trust you in those situations. God, we want to thank you for this time that you've given us tonight, this time of refuge, this time that we've come and we can lay everything else aside for just a few minutes, God, and that we can concentrate on your word. Let your word speak to us. God, I pray, dear Father, as we do that tonight, that you'll have your will and way. God, clear my mind, protect my lips, and God, help me to be exactly where you'd have me to be. God, we pray most of all for the lost, that maybe someone listening tonight or someone that may run across one of our videos at some time or the other. And God, we want to thank you for the ministry and the outreach that you've given us during this time. But God, I pray as maybe those videos are out there, that the right 10 seconds or the right 30 seconds or the right message will fall on the ears that it needs to fall on at the right time, that someone would hear about Jesus Christ, and God, that they would accept him before it's everlasting too late. God, we thank you again for this opportunity, and all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Tonight, as we get started, I want to share a story with you before we even get started and even get into our scripture. I hadn't even told you where to turn in your Bibles to, because I want to share a story with you tonight. And as we do, I need you to bear with me a little bit. I'm going to try to stand real still tonight and be real calm and preach. And it's not because I don't want to preach and be loud and move around. It's because tonight I was a little short of time. And as I went in the house and again to look back over the thought that I had on my mind and get my scripture out, I needed to run and take a shower. And when I ran to take a shower, I said, "Autumn, if you will, come lay me out some clothes while I'm in the shower so I can get ready a little quicker." And I'm pretty sure she has given me Silas's pants tonight, because I'm having a little trouble breathing. So if you see the live go out tonight, you know we have had a catastrophe and that something bad really happened with these pants, and it'll be all right. We'll see you Sunday morning if that should happen. No, I'm playing. I'm thankful for my wife, thankful that God's given her to me as my helpmeet. Church, you don't know what a help that she is to me. You know, a lot of the credit that you guys give me, it's really my wife working behind the scenes, and I want to thank God for her, and I ask y'all to let her know sometimes what she means to you, because she takes a lot of heat from me sometimes. She puts up with my bad mood. She puts up with my stress. And then she is my secretary, my unpaid secretary. And I just, church, just sometime, let her know how much she means to you, because I have a wonderful wife, a wonderful pastor's wife, and I couldn't do it without her. But again, tonight, as we get started, I do want to share a story with you, because it's going to directly play into the scripture that I want to get into tonight. So this past weekend was a long weekend for us, and we know it was because of Memorial Day, and we know the importance of Memorial Day, and I don't want to lay that out and take that for granted at all, because we know what Memorial Day means and how that men and women gave their lives in order for us to have freedom. But Autumn says, "Let's do something on Memorial Day. Let's go somewhere and let's do something." So we wanted to go hiking. And I really enjoy being in the outdoors. I can remember being a little boy and my mama taking us hiking. And when she took us hiking, for some reason, I really didn't enjoy it that much as a little boy. I can remember one time being at Stone Mountain, walking down a path, and I really didn't want to be there that day. It was hot, didn't feel like walking. I wanted to be somewhere else. And I can remember sitting down in a trail and telling mama and daddy that I wasn't going to go not one more step. I did go one more step. I went several more steps, but I can remember being there, and it's amazing how the things that I didn't enjoy as a child that now I enjoy, and I take my children and bring them through the same things. But as we went and we started to plan to go hiking this past week, we wanted to go on a real hike, not just to go somewhere and walk through a little trail. We wanted to go somewhere and really hike. Well, I enjoy that, but there's something about me that my church knows, that I am the worrywart of my family. I am the one... I am the one that worries about everything, and I have to work on that, but I'm the one that worries about everything, and in so much that when we go somewhere like this and we go hiking or something like that, that I begin to worry, first thing, what if we get lost? What if this happens? And what if that happens? So I began on believe it was Sunday night. It might have been Saturday night. I've had a couple of days off work, and my mind's just all twisted up on what day it was. But so the other night, I started to think, you know, there's got to be a better way to do what I want to do in order to take my family hiking and not be up there and be miserable all day long. So we decided to go over to Grayson Highland State Park, or go up to Grayson Highland State Park up in Virginia, and we wanted to go up there and go hiking. And so, and me not wanting to be in a fidget all day and worry about being lost or anything else, I knew there had to be a better way, so I began to search on my phone for an app. And I found a really cool app that has trails from everywhere. I'm not going to say the name of the app because I'm not giving them free advertisement tonight, but if you want to know, you're welcome to message me later and I'll let you know what that app was. It was an absolute wonderful thing that I found. So as we're up there that day and we began to want to go on this hike, I began to look for this app, and I found the app, and it would look pretty cool, and I began to search it out, and I wanted to see what everybody else had to say. And on this app, I was able to download all the trails from up there at Grayson Highlands Park. And I was actually able to choose the hike that I wanted to go on, tying trails together and how long I wanted to be gone and all those things, and watch myself walk along this. I mean, it wasn't a picture of me, but it was a little dot. And I could watch myself walk along this trail and be sure that I was in the place that I wanted to be. So as I read the reviews and seen that everybody seemed really positive about this app, they seem really positive that this thing will lead you where you want to go, that it works, that it is something that will help you, and you won't have to worry about being lost. You can be right where you want to be at the right time. I decided to trust this app. I had to pay for it, and you here at the church also know that I'm a tightwad, so that killed me to have to pay for that app. But I paid for the app, downloaded it to my phone, and I decided that I was going to trust myself and my family with this app on Monday during our hike. That brings me to the scripture that I want us to look at tonight. Psalms chapter number 119, verse number 105. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know, just as I was talking about going on this hike and not wanting to worry about where I was, not to worry about being lost, not to worry about whether I was in the place that I should be or not, I wanted a map to be able to tell me that I was on the right track. I wanted a map to be able to tell me that if you'll follow this, that everything will be okay. If you do this, the destination that you want to find, or the path that you have decided that you wanted to go on, you'll be able to follow this and you'll be able to go where you want to go. Well, I want you to know that life also is kind of like that. That sometimes there are things that we worry about, and there's things that, you know, we have picked a destination, we have seen where we wanted to go, but we need a map in order for us to be able to be where we're supposed to be at the time that we're supposed to be there. I'm thankful tonight that I have a map right here in my hand. God's word is my map for my life. God's word is something that I need to lean on and trust in. As I went on that hike with my family on Monday, I downloaded this app. I had never used it before, but I decided that I was going to trust it because of the word of other people. I decided that I was going to trust it because of the reviews that it had. And I said, you know what? This sounds like a wonderful thing, and I believe that I'm going to trust in this. Well, I'm thankful for one day that I decided that I would trust God's word, that I had heard reviews from other people, and a lot of the reviews that I got was from my dad in a pulpit of how God was good, how God loved me, how God would always be there for me, and how God could rescue me from my sins. And I heard that review over and over again, and I decided one day that I would trust Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I decided that I would give Him my life. I decided that I wanted Him to rescue me, and I wanted what He had for me. And ever since that day, I've had this word right here: Thou word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, on this journey of life, if you're still in doubt about where you're going, if you're still in doubt about, and should I be worried about being lost, I want you to know that the answer is right here in God's word. First of all, about being lost, Jesus Christ is the answer to that. You don't ever have to be lost again. I always tell Alden, if we're out driving somewhere and it seems like I don't know where I'm going, as long as I've got gas and I know how to get back to where I've been, I'm never lost. I know exactly where I'm at, or how to get back to where I knew where I was at one time or the other. You're never lost if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't have to worry about that ever again. But this word is supposed to be a light unto my feet and a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You can watch yourself walk along and see if you're where God wants you to be or not. See, I got to continue with my story in order to continue in the illustration that I want to give you tonight. So as I went along and I searched for the path that we wanted to take, I searched for the destinations that we wanted to see. I wanted to go and see how long we would be gone. I went and I seen what I wanted to accomplish and what destination that I wanted to have. I studied the map that was there on the app. I got it out and I looked at it and I looked at the turns. I zoomed in. I zoomed out. I looked at the turns. I looked at the distances. I looked at the times. You know, I knew this trail inside and out by the time that I left the house on Monday morning. Not to say that I didn't get off the path once or twice as we were walking that day, but I had studied this thing out because I wanted to be sure that I was where I was supposed to be. You know, it's amazing how God has given this word as a map. God has given this to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and yet we won't study it, yet we won't look at it, we won't zoom in and zoom out on it. I want you to know tonight that God has given us the perfect map. God has given us every answer that we'll ever need right here in His Word. Why don't we spend a few minutes studying God's Word and asking Him to shed that lamp, to shed that light on our path as we go along? Once I found the map and I studied it and I zoomed in and I zoomed out, I studied all the turns. I wanted to know it frontwards, backwards, sideways as we went up there to go hiking. I want you to know that I knew, probably had studied that map more in that few minutes that night than sometimes I do God's Word. Shame on me for that, because I've got God's Holy Word right here to be a light into my feet and a lamp into my path. So then as we get up there and we begin to hike that day, I took it out and I began to watch my map very closely. I was kind of new at this and I wanted to be sure that I understood the map. I wanted to be sure that I understood where I was going, and I wanted to be sure that the map agreed with what I was doing. I was very cautious about wanting to be sure that I was right. Do you remember when you were first saved? When God first delivered you from your sins, when He redeemed you, when He rescued you, how that God's Word was so precious to us, how that we wanted to be sure that we were right. We wanted to study it. We wanted to be right where we wanted to be. We wanted to be sure that we were getting started out on that right path. We wanted to be sure that we were exactly where God wanted us to be. You know what? That's what we need to return to. If you want to think about returning to something, we need to return to a place that we have a love for God's Word, that we have a love for God's instruction in our life, that when we take it out, that we know we are exactly where we're supposed to be. But you know what? As I walked along for just a few minutes, it didn't take very long at all. I thought I knew exactly where I was going. For one thing, I got to watching and everybody was going over here. Everybody was taking this path and going this direction. So I began to follow what everybody else was doing. And I began to say, you know what? I'm comfortable. I know exactly where I'm going. I've looked at the map. I know I'm on the right path. I just looked at it a minute ago and I was right where I was supposed to be. But as we began to walk along and we walked a couple of hundred yards, all of a sudden my pocket went ding. And I looked out and I said, why is my phone dinging? I shouldn't even have any service up here. But as I looked down at my phone, it said, warning, you are now off the trail. You are now off of the planned route that you had begun to take. See, I began to follow everyone else, and I began to follow what they were doing instead of knowing what my path was supposed to be and knowing what the map had laid out for me. And in my Christian life sometimes, knowing where God wants me to be, I get to watching everybody else, and I began to follow everybody else. And you know what? Sometimes, just as that ding happened in my pocket, just as that bell, just as that announcement went off in my pocket and said, hey, you're off the beat, you're off the path, you're not where you're supposed to be. There have been several times in my Christian life that there has been an announcement, there has been a warning, there's been a beep of the Holy Spirit in my heart saying, hey, you're not where you're supposed to be. You're not exactly following the path that I've laid out for you. You're not where my light is shining and my lamp is shining. And you know what I have to do sometimes? Just as I did that day, I stopped and I got my map back out and I began to look and I said, we've got to turn around. We've got to go back. If we're going to be where we're supposed to be, we've got to go back and get on the path. I'm glad that when God's Holy Spirit speaks to me and lets me know that I'm off the path, that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, and God's Holy Spirit announces that to my heart and to my life, that He don't kick me off of the path. He don't say, well, just sit down and die right here, but He'll allow me to go back and correct my mistake, to go back into my spiritual life, to repent and get back on the path where I'm supposed to be. When the warning beep went off, I didn't quit. I turned around and got it right. You know, there's been many times in my Christian life that I've had to turn around and get it right. There have been many times when I had to stop and say, man, I know this is not the path that God laid out for me. I know this is what not the instructions that God has given me, and I've got to turn around and get back to where I'm supposed to be. But as we went along the day and I got us back on the path, notice I said I got us back on the path. Sometimes we think that we do something when it's really the instructions that does it. We shouldn't take glory for anything. We shouldn't be prideful in anything, but always recognizing if you are where you're supposed to be, it is because of God, and give Him the glory for that. But there was a couple of times that I got confused along the way. I had to stop, and when those things happened and I got confused and I didn't know exactly where to go, see, it seems like to me, maybe I just can't read signs. Maybe that's my problem. But I would stop along the way and we would see a sign, and it looked like the sign said that the trail we wanted to go went this way, and I knew good and well that we wanted to go that way. And I would get confused, and I would begin to really study the map. I would take it out, and I would again zoom in on it. I'd pass it around and say, hey, what do y'all think? What does anybody else think about which way we should go? And I would stop and take time, because I didn't want to mess up. Sometimes in our Christian life, when things look a little confusing, when things you're not really sure which way to go, if you'll just stop for a minute. You know the verse of Scripture, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. But sometimes we just need to be still and listen for God to speak to us, to shine that light, to shine that lamp, so that we know that we're on the path that we're supposed to be. And when you get confused and you don't know exactly which way to go, don't take off on your own. Don't just guess. Stop and let God speak to you through His Holy Word. He's given us the map. Let's pay attention to the map. As we began to walk along and we began to get further and further away from the truck, there was a point in time then we were probably actually even over halfway through the walk. We ended up walking about 10 miles that day, and probably somewhere about mile 8, we come out into a campground. We come out in the end of the trail, and we were in a campground. And I was sitting there, and I was like, okay, which way do we go from here? And I would walk along with my little app, and I would watch it, and I was watching my little dot to see if I was moving in the right way or not. And yes, I did look just that goofy doing it out there in that campground as I did right here. But I was watching my little dot to see if I was where I was supposed to be. And we were probably in about mile 8, I guess, and we're in the middle of this campground, and then all of a sudden, a couple of drops of rain began to fall. And there was one part of me that was like, let's trudge on. Let's just go and see what happens. But there just so happened to be here in this little campground a wide open shelter that was a church. You could tell by the pews and by the pulpit that was in the front of this little open shelter that's what they used for their church services there. So we all decided that we were going to go over there, stop in this little shelter for a few minutes, and figure out exactly where we're going to go. See, you know what? I believe that's some of the importance, and that's some of the reason that we're itching to get back to church. I know that God can speak to me anywhere. I know that God can be with me anywhere, but there's something about being in His house. There's something about being in the sanctuary. And as we were there in that little church and I began to try to figure out where we were going, the bottom absolutely fell out of it. It come an absolute monsoon for 25 minutes or so. And I was so thankful to be in the safety of this little shelter. I'm so thankful that many times along life's way, if I'm where I'm supposed to be with God and I'm following the map where I'm supposed to be, there have been storms that have come along in my life. There have been things that I didn't know was there, just like we didn't know that the rain was there. We didn't have a clue that it was supposed to storm. We haven't heard a crack of thunder or anything at this point in time. But God knew, and God had us right there at that very point in time. Trust me, I thanked Him several times for putting us there at that very moment. And we were sitting there in the safety of a shelter while it come an absolute monsoon for about 20 to 25 minutes. And if I am where I'm supposed to be with God, when those storms come along, There have been many times in my life that God has protected me from those storms, that God has sheltered me from those storms, that I had no idea that was coming, but I was in the path where God wanted me to be. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I was allowing God to speak to my life and show me where to go, and I was at the right place at the right time, and God sheltered my life through the middle of the storm. As we spent time there in that church and we finally thought that we knew that we were going, I looked and I said, see, even as I knew that we had this app, when we left home that morning, I packed my pack like we were going to get lost for 2 days. I had enough stuff in my backpack, not really 2 days, but I could have made it for a night out in the woods. I had stuff to build a fire with. I had stuff. We were going to be okay for at least one night, unless a bear ate us. I didn't have anything for that. But as we left home, I wanted to be more than prepared. So I knew that probably this app was going to drain my battery as we went along. And I knew that we were going to be walking for 4 or 5 hours. And I was concerned that my battery might give out on my phone. So I even got one of those little portable chargers and put in my bag as we went. In a waterproof bag, inside a waterproof case in my bag, by the way. Because I wanted to be sure I was being overprepared and overconfident. So when we were sitting there and we were in the safety of this shelter and it absolutely coming a pouring rain, I look and my phone goes, you are down to 10%. No big deal. I got the portable charger in my bag. I got this. I reached into my bag and I pulled out the portable charger and it's all charged up. And then I'm sitting there going, how do I connect this portable charger to my phone? I had everything but the cord. The cord was in my truck. I don't even know how many miles away. Several hours. I do know that. And I'm sitting there, and I told Autumn at first, I said, I have no way to plug this in. Not trying to cause panic in everybody else. Not wanting them to know that we're probably going to be lost here in just a minute. So I'm sitting there, and we're talking about it, and Addie overheard me. And Addie said, Dad, did you say you didn't have your cord? And I figured, knowing Addie, that she was fixing to roast me for it. I mean, that's just what we do in our family. But instead of saying, Dad, I can't believe you didn't bring the cord. She said, Dad, I've got my cord in my backpack. And I said, hallelujah. God has delivered again. But as we were there, my point is this. Sometimes, instead of kicking each other while you're down, if you see me off the path, you see me not prepared, how about reaching out and giving me a hand? Addie reached out and she saved the day. I told her many times that day, I said, girl, you saved the day. Because I was already feeling that churning. Here we are, we're going to be lost. We're 2 hours from the truck at least. I don't know what we're going to do. And Addie said, I've got my cord. We plugged it in. We followed my phone all the way back to the truck. We need to support each other. That could have been a disaster. I was overconfident that I was where I was supposed to be. Be careful because pride cometh before a fall. We need to be really careful that we don't get overconfident. Oh, I am exactly where God wants me. I'm prepared. The devil himself can come against me. You better be careful. Don't become overprideful because pride cometh before a fall. But I'm glad that Addie saved the day and saved me from disaster there in that little church. So we began to walk again. You know what the crazy thing is? As soon as we left this little church, and we took off walking. I said, right there is the way we need to go. We took off walking. It wasn't just a minute. Here went my little warning bell. You're off track. You're off the path. If my battery had been dead on my phone, we would have been absolutely just guessing from there on out. And only the good Lord knows what would have happened from there. But when my little phone buzzed and I went back up the hill and we started again, and you can actually go online and view the track of our walk. I think our walk was supposed to be 8 miles and ours was 10. Need a little bit of this, you know, due to me. But as we went along the trail, I know some of y'all are laughing right now and saying, you have absolutely no sense of direction at all. That's okay. I can handle that. But as we were walking along, we got back on the path. Now I'm nervous again. It's still raining pretty good. All of the trails are absolute running rivers. I mean, we're to the place that it doesn't matter about your shoes staying dry anymore. It's running over top of your shoes as you're walking along. And we're walking along, and you know what I did after I realized that we took off, and I said, right here's the way, and I was so sure of it, and we were on the wrong path, and I got everybody back on the wrong path again. I realized that I better pay close attention to the map. With everything that's going on, I sure don't want to be off the track with all the rain and all the water. We didn't have time to mess around. We needed to get on back to the truck. So from that time forward, I kept my phone in a Ziploc bag up under my clear poncho, and I watched every step that I took. I was watching this to be sure I was on the path. Water running over my shoes, everything else. And you know what? Once again, walking along, watching every step that I took on this, I mean, I was up and down just a little bit. All of a sudden, I stepped on something. It must have been a root. I don't know what it was. I had my tennis shoes on. My feet come out from under me so fast that I had no idea. And I slammed the ground. Just boom. Laying there on the ground in a mud hole. Water running over top of me. I thought I heard Autumn laugh just before she said, "Are you okay?" But I'm not real sure. That's the story I'm sticking with. But I jumped up. I'm okay. I didn't try to catch myself because I didn't want to hurt my map. So my point is this. Sometimes even doing the very best you can do, doing your best to be where God wants you to be, you're going to trip and fall. You're going to find yourself down. Don't quit. Get up. Get up and keep going. That's the only way you're going to reach where you want to be with God, is in order just to get up and to keep going. So as we got up, and I want to tell you this, I do have a little scratch on my leg. That's the only thing that happened when I fell. I got a little scratch. When you fall like that, sometimes there's going to be some scars. There's going to be some things to remind you, but let that not be a reminder of your failure, but a reminder of a God that picked you up and allowed you to keep going. So as we keep going, we cross something that's called Wilburn's Branch that I believe was Wilburn's waterfall. I mean, it was coming out of the mountain so fast that we had to make like a chain and pass each other across it. Didn't like being there whatsoever. But in the end, my point is this. We ended up making it back to the truck safely. We had a wonderful day. Can't wait to go back and do it again. Maybe not just in exactly that same fashion, but because we followed the path and we followed the instructions, we done everything that we wanted to do that day. We reached the destination that we wanted to reach. The point is this. God's given us really great instructions. God's given us so much answers in here. Never doubt God's word. See, when I was walking along with that map, there was once or twice that I thought that I was smarter than the map. There was once or twice that I said, "Hey, I think it's this way," and I ended up off the track, off the trail. I had to go back and get back right. Don't try to outsmart God. Read His Word. Study it. Know the destination. And when I'm talking about the destination, I'm not talking, first of all, you need to know the destination between heaven and hell. I mean, you need to get that settled right now. If that's not settled in your life, you don't need to go another minute without settling that you know that you're on your way to heaven. But once you give your life to Christ, once you ask Jesus Christ to forgive you your sins, and you've got that part settled, then you need to know where you want to be with God and where God wants you to be with Him. And that's in perfect fellowship. That's in a place to where my life is following the lamp and the light that's being shined upon my path and upon my feet. We finally got all the way back to the truck. We were finally at safety, and ultimately, I got where I wanted to go. So let me show you one more thing here in God's Word. Let me share with you one more verse, and I forgot to give this one to the digital media team before service, but it's not that hard to find. If you're with me in Psalms 119:105, back up a few verses to verse 101. If you'll just back up just a few verses to 101, I want to show you what this light will help you do. The word is a lamp, and I'm reading 105 again. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen to the 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. You know, it's really important to know the map. It's really important to know where you want to be with God. It's really important to study it. But it's also very important to keep God's word in our life. You know, I can know what I'm supposed to do all day. That's just like if I had just kept that app in my pocket during the day and just said, it's going to be okay. We'll just follow these people. We'll just follow this path. I'd still be up there walking around in that state park. I'd still be up there searching for the old blue truck. But instead, I decided to follow the map. I decided to keep the map. And it took me exactly where I wanted to go and where I wanted to end up. Tonight, let's not take God's word for granted. God's word is so precious. I'll just go ahead and say, I know that I take God's word for granted. I know that I don't study it the way that I should. I know that I don't keep it the way that I should. But if we'll allow this word to be the lamp and the light, like it says here in verse 109, it'll help us. Or verse 105, it'll help us with verse 101, that my feet may keep from evil, and that I may keep your word. Let's try our best to live our lives in a way that people can tell that we're trying to follow God's instructions for our life. I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful that my sins are covered by the blood. I'm thankful that my sins are washed away. But I still want to be in the right relationship with God, the right fellowship with God. I want to trust Him. Just as I took out that phone and I trusted myself and my family to an app and said, here, we're going to follow you. You know how easy it is for us to say, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a wonderful verse, and it's so spiritual to quote that verse. But let's not just quote it. Let's keep it. Let's know that we are putting us and our families, and we are trusting our lives to God and giving our lives unto God. Thank you for being here with us tonight. I hope that you got something from this. I know it was one of those things that was more of a personal experience for me, and God took it and just showed me some things through it. And the way that the day went on Monday and then showed me this verse of Scripture that I've known all my life and just spoke to me specifically with the verse and the story for tonight. So maybe it didn't mean as much to you as it did to me, but it was definitely something that was eye-opening to myself, that I need to allow God to be that light and that lamp, and I need to trust my whole self to Him, follow Him, never doubt Him, and He will take me where I want to go. Thank you again for being with us tonight. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. God, I pray that you'll help us every day, that we will trust you as you shine a light and a lamp to our path and to our feet. And God, I pray that you'll help us, that we will keep our feet from walking in the paths of the evil, God, that we will keep your word. It's so good to say it, but God, we need to live it every single day, to follow your word, to follow the instructions, to follow the map that you've laid out for us. God, help us in everything that we do, that we'll live our lives in a way that gives you glory and that points someone else to the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.